Blog Talk Radio. From Insanity to Sane Radio, featuring Ms. Barbara Archer, thank you for tuning in to another anointing broadcast where you will be inspired and God be exalted throughout the earth. We come live every Wednesday and Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please send all inquiries at frominsanitytosane.com. The next voice you hear will be Ms. Barbara Archer.
Good evening. Good evening. I'm your host, Barbara Archer. I come to you this evening from Real Women, Real Talk. I'm very excited to be here this evening, and I know you are as well. Thank you very much for tuning in every Wednesday evening at 6:30, and we'll be back next Wednesday, same time as usual. So just thank you for all your love and support that you have shown towards this broadcast over the last few months. I do appreciate all the emails and phone calls that I get. And each week I like to bring something different because I know every woman is going through something in their life, and I want to be able to have something for you. So this evening you're going to be blessed. Truly, you're going to be blessed. I have an incredible woman that's going to join me on the platform this evening, and she's going to speak about Business on the Beach Retreat. And she also has her own business. She's an entrepreneur. She's, you know what, her resume goes from everlasting to everlasting. So I'm just going to go into a short prayer like I always do, then we're going to jump straight into her interview, all right? So, Father, we thank you for this day. We just give everything to you. And we just thank you for another opportunity. We can come together and we can share and we can learn from one another as women, because we have so much to do and so little time to do it in. So just help us to get everything that we need to get done. And I just pray a special blessing over my guest this evening. She's not only a guest, but a friend. And God, I just pray you watch over her and keep her and bless her. And just continue to just have your way in her life. And we just thank you. We love you. We praise you. In Jesus' name. Now, what everyone has been waiting for. Like I said, I have an amazing woman in the studio. My guest this evening, she will share an amazing breakthrough for authors everywhere. And I know a lot of us can answer this question. Have you ever written a book only to discover it's not moving like you had hoped? Well, my guest today is going to share a little bit about her knowledge as she coaches, trains, authors. Maybe you believe you have a story. That's okay, because we all have a story inside of us, right? There's a book inside of each and every last one of us. So without further ado, I just want to introduce you to the platform. Miss Lori, how are you doing this evening?
I'm fabulous, Miss Barbara. Thank you so much for having me. This is really exciting.
Well, thank you so much for taking out your time to join me this evening on the platform. I'm very excited to have you here. And like I said, you know, you have so much to offer, and I just want to be able every week to bring something fresh and new for the women, because I get tons of emails from women, and they want certain things. They want to hear certain things on the radio. So I want to be able to deliver that. But just tell us a little bit about you and what do you do, because I know you're a woman of many hats.
Truer words were never spoken, Barbara. Truer words were never spoken. Well, I have a background in television in New York in production, and I've always been an avid reader. Love reading, and really spent a lot of my childhood like living in books, if you will. I know it probably sounds strange, but I love devouring books. I was reading 3 to 5 books a week while I was in grammar school and high school. So I've always been like a major reader, which was really interesting that I ended up going into television, because I was never really that interested in television. But what I was able to do in television was production in financial news, which was, I found, educational. So that was the tie-in there. But about 13 years ago, I met a consultant, and I started working, doing the marketing and the branding in the consulting firm, and ended up, through just various reasons, ended up going out on my own. And I kind of found my way into book marketing about three years ago. I really got involved in book marketing and publicity after I started my television show. So I know that most people, like 97% of the people out there, want to write books. And my goal is to have those people who want to write books to write books that sell, if that's their goal.
Right.
Some people want to write a family memoir, and they want to, you know, give this to the people in their family and all that, and they don't care about book sales, and I totally get it. So if that's what you're into, sit down and write. But most people want to use their book as a vehicle, as something that would get them more speaking engagements or get them corporate events or, you know, even as a tool for education or entertaining people. And I would say, write the marketing plan before the book.
Okay. Now, why would, because I'm Tayson, just to be honest with you, that's something I would never think of first. So is there,
most people don't.
Do you think, right, I mean, do you think that that's where a lot of people miss it at, and maybe that's why their books is not that successful when they first start out, because they're doing it in the opposite direction instead of doing the marketing first?
Yeah, absolutely. First-time authors think about sitting down and writing a book. People who have written books before, they sit and they work on the marketing. So
right. It's
the same thing as maybe somebody who might want to be a radio show host and a person who already has 3, 4, 5, 6 months or a year as a radio host. You know much more now than you did before you started.
Wow. You know what? As I'm thinking back, I see some of the mistakes that I made myself when I first wrote my book itself, you know, and now I'm just going back over it myself with a fine tooth and with someone that is helping me with it. I'm going through a company right now. So I do understand that. But tell us a little bit about, because that's not all that what you do. I know you have your own business and you do marketing, you know. So just tell us the extent of whatever kind of extensions that you have from what you originally do with your own company.
Question. As you mentioned in the beginning, I have a lot of hats. That is so true. I have a television show that's called Focus Forward, and what I do is I help entrepreneurs, I interview entrepreneurs with the concept of helping entrepreneurs to be able to market their businesses. So and promote their businesses, and I use media, and I use various different strategies. One of the strategies that I use is also writing a book, so you, as an expert, can then get that expertise out there. So basically what I do is I help businesses, entrepreneurs and businesses, go to the next level, and I use content marketing strategies, and I use networking, and I use social media, and I also use strategies that help people to promote themselves as leading authorities in their field. When you do that, it really removes the competition, because what you're doing is you're marketing to the differentiator. So for the women out there, the people that are listening, this is what I want to say. If you develop a brand and you market that brand strategically, you're going to get further ahead. So if you're in a corporate job, say you're a mid-level manager in a corporate job, if you figure out your brand, which are your values, your personality traits, your mission, you figure all those things out, and you communicate them succinctly to the people who are working for you, what you're able to do is you're able to have them act as you would act when you're not around, because they understand, they know what's important to you. For parents, the most important thing I think a parent can do is to instill values in their children. The way that they do that is to first figure out what their values are, set the family values, and then when the children come home and say, but my friend is sleeping outside with a whole group of other kids and doing this and doing all this, you know, crazy stuff that the kids come home with, you say, well, you know what? That's against our values, because our values are this. So we're reinforcing our values in our children, in the people that work for us, and also we take that up and we talk about our values with the people that hire us so they understand what they can expect from us. So it's a way to figure out our code, our values, our code of ethics, our personal brand. The same thing I do for companies. When a company figures out these brands, they know who to hire. They know their best clients. They know all of these things because they figured it out beforehand. So first and foremost, I help people create powerful brands. And then I help them market those brands, get the word out, and publicize those brands so they become the recognized leaders in their industry.
Wow. And that would eventually set them apart from other companies and other businesses that in that industry, because so often I'm starting to see that so many businesses in one particular industry is just growing. So you have to have something that sets you a little over the edge, but you have to stay true to your actual brand itself. Is that a fair statement? Okay.
Exactly. So imagine a lighthouse. A lighthouse keeps blinking from the shore, and the ships are going past, and the lighthouse remains right there steady. When it's rocky and it's foggy and this and that, those ships look up at the lighthouse. They know exactly what they're going to get. They're going to steer in, and they're going to steer clear. If the lighthouse is running up and down the beach, it's not going to be able to guide the ships in. So once you determine what it is that you're offering and you're very secure in that offering, people know that they can come to you for a certain offering. They know, they understand it. They understand that you're credible, that you're well thought out, that you're well defined, and that they understand what it is that you stand for. So they want to do business with you. They value you, they understand you, and they trust you. And they want to do business with you.
Right. Now, I just want to skip ahead a little bit. I want you to tell us a little bit about, I know that you're co-authoring a Ready, Set, Soar 77 Super Flying Fun Tips to Make Your Business Zoom. Can you just break down to us exactly what that affirmation is?
Absolutely. That's a book that I wrote, you know, a while ago. It was what my program, my consulting program, was at that time. And it talks about the branding, figuring out the values, talks about the marketing, talks about networking and promotion, and all the things that an entrepreneur should really know how to do and understand and have those in place. Before they, or not before, but even during their business, really go back and solidify those things. I wrote that because I saw this very unusual phenomenon when I first started working, that my clients started to triple their income. And I was like, at first I was like, wow, triple their income? That's interesting. And then client after client after client tripled their income. And I was like, wow, there's something going on here. So I really broke it down, and I was able to determine what the differentiator was that would help them to, you know, have that type of an increase in their business. And that's when I sat and wrote that book, because I said, this information is incredibly valuable. So I want to take and give this information to everybody so everybody can have this valuable information that they can take and they can increase their business. And the direct degree that the person institutes the information in that book and does the exercises, that's the same result, the same rate that they'll get their results. So some people, they'll incorporate 30% and they'll get, you know, kind of a 30, 25, 30% growth. People 50%, right. Get about a 50%. So what I have noticed is people that implement all of it, they get amazing, absolute amazing results.
Right.
I have a client that has 10 times her income in 2 years. Yeah. So, but she implements things very aggressively.
Right. So you would say that the best approach would be the aggressive approach, in which all of us, we should be doing that every day in our business, is waking up every morning with that aggressive attitude that we're going to succeed no matter what it may look like in the natural, you know, because what it may look like doesn't mean that where you're going to be at 6 months from now, you know. So what do you feel that is the main reason why some people succeed and others do not succeed? And I know sometimes it has to do with how you take in the information and how you process it and execute it. But what separates people from those that execute it and those that just sit there and don't do anything with, or they do with it, but it's something that is missing, that's not that they're not able to really move forward. You know, it seems like it's something always holding people back. You know, do you know what you, I mean, in all your years of experience, what do you suspect that is the number one cause of why some people are able to double their income in a year versus one person that is doing, that's reading the work, but something is not, it's not attaching itself like it should?
This is the most brilliant question I think I've ever been asked, and I am not kidding. This question is an amazing question, and my answer is probably going to shock you. I do a lot of research on the brain, and I feel the difference is the amount of negative messages we receive before we're 6 years old. Our subconscious is programmed either to succeed or to fail. What we have determined is that in a home environment, children receive 15 negative messages to one positive message a day. In an educational environment, it's 300 negative messages to one positive message a day. When we realize that our subconscious is formed before we're 6 years old, at that time, we've taken in thousands and thousands of negative messages in, or even millions of negative messages. The negative messages are actually, I think, a determining factor in the ability for someone to succeed or not. You will rise to the level that you believe, your subconscious believes you should be at, and you won't be able to go further than that until you clean up those subconscious messages. So one of the ways to go about cleaning up those subconscious messages could be prayer. Some people use prayer. Other people use affirmation. Some people use meditation, tapping. There's many different ways that you can go about doing that.
Right.
But those subconscious behavior patterns are generally what's holding people back. Now, I see people, they move forward in their business really fast when I work with them. They'll move really, really fast. And they'll get, you know, they'll increase their income, like, fantastically. Like, they couldn't believe it. They're shocked. I'm shocked, too, that they were able to do that. And then they will usually do something to sabotage it because their subconscious is saying, hey, that's not you. That's not us. That's not what we're. And your subconscious mind is a lot like an 8-year-old. The 8-year-old wants the easiest way out. When you tell the 8-year-old to go clean their room, the 8-year-old is like, oh, you know, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And they find every excuse in the book. The subconscious behavior, the subconscious mind wants to take the easy way out. And when life starts changing and it gets more difficult, the subconscious is starts to sabotage it. Oh, this isn't for us. So I see that over and over. And one of the ways that I've gotten around that is not only to lift the clients up, and to keep having them do affirmations and things like that. But I really will challenge them on their behavior patterns and to help them clean that up. One of the things that I have noticed is the subconscious behavior, and there's also research that proves this, the subconscious mind. When you get the subconscious mind off kilter, you're able to insert new messages. So people ask me, why do I do Business on the Beach, which is my business and marketing retreat, in the Dominican Republic? Why do I do that? Primarily, I'm bringing Americans to a foreign country where the language is different, the environment is different, the food is different, the smells are different, the sounds are different. The subconscious mind has no relationship to the old messages in the environment it's in. The subconscious mind has to take a break because it has to catch up. So what the subconscious mind is able to do, it's able to relax because it's trying to catch up. The conscious mind is taking in information at a much faster rate. The subconscious brain, I can see it. I can physically see the subconscious brain catching up at about 3.5 days out of a 5-day retreat.
Wow.
But then the subconscious mind can't now dispel the messages that the conscious mind has taken in. So this is why language immersion is so valuable. People say, I couldn't believe it. I was studying Spanish for 6 years, and I went to Costa Rica for a month, and I came back speaking Spanish. Yes, because in the first few days of that month, the subconscious is on, it's almost like it's on vacation. So this is why retreats are so important, because the subconscious doesn't have a relationship to that retreat. In our daily life, the subconscious has the relationship between everything that's going on. So the subconscious, and the thing is that more than 50% of our behavior patterns during the day are subconscious. So we're going through our life most of the time like we're not even really conscious of what we're doing. Those subconscious patterns are driving us. If we can get the subconscious to stop long enough to take in new information, we can have a different belief system for ourselves. Does it make any sense? Isn't
it
fascinating?
It is. You know, but it's amazing how the brain, how we process things, even when we were children, you know. And when you was talking, I know myself growing up, you know, that I would hear these words repeated over again, you know, you can't do that. So as I got older, it seems like when I would attempt to do something, and maybe if I hit a little bit of a brick wall, I would automatically stop doing it. You know, because I felt, you know what, I can't do it, because it kicked in with those words that were spoken over me, you know. So it's just amazing how the brain, how it continues to play back. You know, it's like a movie. You sit back and you just play this movie back over in your mind again, you know. So that's just awesome, you know. So thank you for answering that question and really explaining it, because I know that it helps so many people, not just in business, but in their relationships as well with others, you know. So thank you very much for definitely answering that question. But tell us a little bit about, you know, I know that you have this retreat coming, and I would definitely ask this one question. Why the Dominican Republic?
Oh, I used to live in the Dominican Republic, so it's easy for me. I understand the culture. I wanted an environment that was very warm and inviting and not so far away from the States that people would be like, oh, I don't want to go there, I'm afraid, whatever. It's you know, very close to Miami. It's easy. It's an easy place to go. I have a small resort, and basically the resort, they cater to us. And, you know, it's just wonderful. It's wonderful. It's easy. The people are lovely. It's close to the States. It's advanced enough. They have great medical care. You know, it's like everything is right there. It's simple. It's easy. It's right on the beach. People get up in the morning and they go for a run on the beach, and they, you know, we meditate, we do gratitude walks, we do all that, and it's right on the beach. You know, and they have room service, you know, they have great food. I looked at about, at least 100 different resorts before I chose this resort. So I did a lot of research, and I wanted something that was warm and cozy, not really, you know, I didn't want, like, real glitzy and gorgeous and luxurious. I wanted something that people would feel comfortable, they would feel cared for, they would feel free. It's very free.
Right. Well, you know what? Give us some information for all those that are listening this evening and you're interested in knowing more about Ms. Lori and the Business on the Beach retreat. So just give us some information where we can catch up with you and shoot you an email or visit your website so that we can follow you. And if you can provide us with some type of pricing for the package for this actual retreat itself.
Well, the retreat is the 5-day retreat. It's all inclusive. It includes hotel. It includes ground transportation. Doesn't include airfare. It includes food and drinks and the event and everything. And then it also includes a 1-year mastermind that's guided twice a month. Because I notice when people stop, when they come back from a retreat, they're gung-ho. 2 weeks later, they're like, oh, yeah, it was great. 3 weeks later, I went on a retreat. I don't even remember.
Right.
So what I do is every 2 weeks I meet with the participants on Skype. And then what I'm able to do is to help them continue their work. So far since the retreat, I had someone write a book and a coaching program. I had someone, one of my clients, she actually opened up 4 new revenue streams. She's the one I told you that is doing 10 times more than before. I had someone else that started to do media. I had someone that now has decided to do a coaching program. So people really get great results from not just the retreat. Retreat is great, but then the follow-up. It's all included at $9,997. You can find out more about it by going to Saltars, SALTARS, businessonthebeach.com. All the information is there. The other thing I have coming up that I'd love to invite people through to is a series of webinars, which are free, and the webinar title is going to be 3 Secrets Best-Selling Authors Know That Will Help You Sell More Books. And they can check on the Business on the Beach site, and they'll see events and the webinar, and they can sign up for that webinar. That webinar is going to be fabulous. I'm going to be talking about marketing. I'm going to be talking about sales, and I'm going to be talking about media. So it's going to be a great webinar.
Wow. Well, you know what? We're almost out of time, Ms. Lori, but when will that webinar be?
The webinar is next Wednesday, the March 11th, from 12 noon to 12:30, and then the 2 subsequent Wednesdays, same time, and that's Central Time Zone. But if people sign up for the webinar, even if they can't make it, the webinar will be delivered directly to their inbox. So they'll have this information. And the marketing that I'm talking about specifically for book marketing, that marketing really you can use for any marketing. So it's not like book marketing is so different that if you're not writing a book, you can't use the marketing. It's really to learn about different types of marketing. It's very important.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what? We're almost out of time, but I'm going to tell you something, everyone. We are going to have Ms. Lori back because I would like to bring her back right after this actual webinar next week. Because I would like for you, Ms. Lori, to discuss a little bit about that webinar and different techniques and everything like this. So we got to have Ms. Lori back because there is something more that I want to get out of her. And I know I love picking your brain, you know, because I've learned so much from you in just this short time, and you've truly been a blessing to me. So
I know you're going to be a blessing to everyone else as well. But we're all out of time right now. You heard it here from Real Woman Real Talk. We'll be back next Wednesday. And don't forget, please check out Ms. Lori's website so you can find out about all of her upcoming events. And until next time, we'll see you. God bless each and every last one of you. Good night, Lori.
Good night, Barbara. Thank you.
Thank you.